Hey, Khevra, so Gmar Kasima, we're continuing to go through some Tshuva, which is important this time of year. So I want to talk about Perek Beis of Tshuva Halacha Gimel. I think that's what we were up to. The Rambam tells me in Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, as soon as I turn there, we'll find it. Is that the Rambam? Call him Esfada Bidvorm, will Gomer believe Allah, Parisa Dom, the Tov, Gomer Shared to be Yadam. Person does Vidri, but doesn't have the firm resolution. We'll call it Kabbalah Oset, etc. It's like Tov, Gomer Shared to be Yadam. So if you're toivo holding a sheretz, she'ina tevila mo'elas and remember when we were learning Hilchos needing yeshiva, he gave out like Meir Makomis. So one of the points he made was that there's a chakira as to whether the pshat and tovah v'sheretz b'yado is that the tevila works, but you become tummy again from the sheretz, or is the pshat that the tevila doesn't work? This is again Hilchos nida. Can you have a tevila which creates partial tahara? Right? Let's say you have a zava who is also a also some other tumah, also tumas sheretz or something, right? And you hold that one of so can you become tahar from one not from the other? Right? I forgot the tzir in the Gemara. So the Rishonim discuss it could be that tevilin only helps to become fully tahora. There's no such thing as become partially tahar. It's like tovah v'sheretz b'yado that the tevilah does not help, even though the sheretz is, let's say, tumas maga with a sheretz. Right, so it's different than the type of tumah, like let's say tumah yotze megufo. But even so, it prevents any element of tahara from setting in. That's in of tovel misharetz biyado. So that's the lashon of the Rambam. Ein atzvi'lo mo'elas and shi'ash l'chasheretz. V'chinu omer modeh ozev yirucha. So the first element of the Rambam is that tevila with a sheretz doesn't help. Ain't that tevilah mo'elas? However, I saw in the back of the Frankel Rambam, he's medayik, that we're saying it is tevilah, but it's tevilah that doesn't help. Right? One could have argued that this person is doing vidui, but he's not doing, he doesn't have gomer b'libo lazo, he doesn't have azivas hachet. One could argue that you need three components of tshuva. There is the charata, vidui, kabbalah oset, right? And one could argue that without these three components, you don't have any tshuva at all. That's what the Rabbeinu Yonah sounds like in Perek Aleph Os Yotes. Rabbeinu Yonah sounds like if a person does not have all the components of tshuva, it's a garnished. You get an impression from this Rambam that it's not a garnished. It is tevila. It's just, it's taiva v'sheretz b'yadai, meaning it doesn't help. You already entered the mehadas, right? The lashon of the Rambam, the end of Hilchos Tshuva, the end of Hilchos Mikvaos. Lashon of the Rambam is that there's like tevila b'mehadas, which purifies you. So you entered. Narvas, you didn't become tahar. So you did something. You didn't get all the way tahar. That's the way the Rambam is saying, Tovel v'sheretz v'yado. That's actually an interesting nekuda. Is there such a thing as partial tshuva? Right, we say you need charata, azivas hachet, kabbalah la'aser. I said it backward. I said it differently a few minutes ago by mistake. And according to Rambam, you have to be kol of all of these individually, like we pointed out. Does that mean that if I only do a charata, I don't have a kamala ased, that this is a garnished, like Rabbeinu Yonah says in Perek Aleph, Os Yotes? Or maybe there's some element of tshuva that can be accomplished. Is there such a thing as a partial tshuva with just a vidui, etc.? One could argue, or one can, I'd say it's like half a diuk in the Rambam, that the Rambam is meduyak a teeny bit, that that something is accomplished. Taiva b'sheret b'yado, in the sense of it doesn't work, in the sense that you don't become really tahar, but you're still engaged in an act of tahara, you're engaged in an act of going to the mikveh. This discussion is relevant for a number of areas in halacha. There's a discussion of chatzi shir by mitzvos. We know that on Yom HaKippurim, the Gemara tells us, machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, we pass in the chatzi shir as asur min ha-Torah. Right? So I'm only chayiv the full amount in Yom HaKippurim if I eat a kloser as hagasa, but if I eat a tiny morsel, chatzi shir as asur min ha-Torah. People make this mistake, no? People just like, oh, why can't I have shiurim? Right? I have these conversations every year. Now, the reason you can't just have shiurim is because there's an isur d'oraisa of chatzi shir asur min ha-Torah. But what about chatzi shir by a mitzvah? Not chatzi shir by a neveh, not chatzi shir by a mitzvah. It's a huge discussion in the Achronim. Let's say I'm walking in the desert, and I have a kezayis of matzah. You don't. Should I break the kezayis up that I have a chatzi zayis? You have a chatzi zayis? Or do I say that I should eat the full kezayis, and you'll get nothing? Right? Is it like a pekuach nefesh situation, like that Gemara in Bal Metzia has, that I do everything, you get nothing? But maybe the pshat is that I should distribute my kezayis, so that we each have a chatzi zayis, and we each have some sort of kiyum. Maybe chatzi shir by a mitzvah also counts as a mitzvah. Maybe chatzi shir by tshuva counts as tshuva also. Now I say chatzi shir by tshuva, this could be in two different ways. You can have a chatzi shir in the sense of I have a charata without a kabbalah asad. I can also have a chatzi shir in the sense of that I atone for some sins, not for all sins. Right? We spoke about this in one of our shiurim, that my understanding is that perhaps tahara in the Rambam, Nutin Kapar and Tahara, is that tahara requires a full, complete overhaul of the personality. You have to get rid of everything. Maybe that's the pshat. That's a very frightening and extreme formulation. Is there such a thing as incomplete tshuva? So Sefer Yonah is what we read on Yom HaKippur at Mincha time. Sefer Yonah finishes off, right? V'yashuvu ish midarka hara'o min ha-chamas asher b'chapehem. Right? So all the Mefarshim comment, min ha-chamas asher b'chapehem, in the sense of they didn't do complete tshuva. They just returned the chamas that's in their hand, but they have stolen property at home. They're not giving that back. And Das Gufa is the tshuva that we read about in Yom HaKippurim. You get the impression that a chatzi tshuva is also a tshuva. Again, it's different than our chatzi tshuva. Our chatzi tshuva is like a charata without a kabbalah. But over there, you get the impression that they're not really doing very much. They're just returning chamas asher b'chapeihem. But even so, and the Abar Benel and the Malbim, in Perek Gimel of Yonah, they both point this out. And on some levels, this like makes the reading of Yonah somewhat more inspiring. Even partial tshuva is good enough. You're there at Mincha Yom HaKippurim, you're not doing the whole thing. Okay, don't feel bad. Chatzi tshuva. Right? Accomplishes something. But it's not at all pashut. I'm under the impression, though, that chatzi tshuva counts as tshuva. And Chatzi Torah, the Vilna Gaon's brother, wrote a sefer Malas HaTorah, and he points out that any amount of Talmud Torah also counts as Talmud Torah, even if you don't understand the full thing. But you don't get a full sentence, a full halacha. But every word of Talmud Torah counts. That's what the Gra said, that's what the Gra's brother says in the Malas HaTorah. That means that by these two mitzvahs, it could be, chatzi shir is significant. It's striking that the pasuk in Parashas Nitzavim, ki ha-mitzvah, I heard this from Rabbi Simon years ago, the pasuk in Nitzavim, ki ha-mitzvah is also shanuch mitzav chayom, from the Flaisi Mamcha, right, etc. So what's that mitzvah hazais? So the Gemara in Erevin says it refers to Talmud Torah. The Ramban al HaTorah famously says it refers to the mitzvah of Tshuva, no? Well, these are the two mitzvahs, Kikaro Velocha Dofer Ma'od, could be the pshat is that Chatzi Shir by these two mitzvahs is considered a mitzvah. I have the Gros Brother by Talmud Torah, and I have this element by Tshuva in Sefer Yonah. It could be that the Rambam is also Meduyach this way a teeny bit. The Rambam writes, Perek Zayin, Ho Rishus Ko Adam Nesun Elo Kamoshe Be'arnu. Right, first the Rambam talks about free choice. And he says that since every person has Rishus, you have free will. Yishtadel Adam Lasas Tshuva. Try to do Tshuva. Isn't that a funny lesson? In Hilchus Tfilin, you think the Rambam right. Yishtadel Lahaniach Tfilin. Right? In Hilchus Lulav, Yishtadel Lito Lulav. What's meant as Yishtadel? You should try. So I think the pshat might be in the Rambam. What he's saying is that even though I'm not going to be, I know I'm not going to mekayim the entire tshuva that's necessary. But lepotro I afshar. You could do something. Again, I'm not 100% sure if this is what the Rambam is getting at over here. About it's a tevila, but it's not a tevila that really helps, like toivel b'sheretz biyado. But I'm inclined, and I think there are a few diyukim that there might be a chatzishir by tshuva and by Talmud Torah. Even you know that there is no such thing as a chatzishir by mitzvahs. That I think is relatively clear. Yes, sir. Can I just ask you to speak louder? Kedusha Anasha Nitzadik, right. So what we spoke about last time or two times or five times ago, whatever it is that situation l'chayre means that you're not Mekayim the mitzvah of tshuva, but I am Mekayim the element of becoming a tzaddik. Right? So like there are two different, I can be a righteous person. I can be a tzaddik. But I didn't get the mitzvah of tshuva. We wanted to say that maybe the Rambam Perek Aleph, different than the Rambam Perek Beis. The Rambam Perek Beis speaks about Ezahu tshuva gemura. Maybe the Rambam is talking about when is it the type of tshuva that you mekayim the mitzvah of tshuva also. Not just a tshuva that has a chalos, right? That you can have tshuva that you get forgiven, but it's not the full mitzvah. So if what you're saying is correct, which it sounds reasonable, that's a shtickle raya to my yisod, right? That there is certain types of tshuva. Maybe I don't get the full mitzvah of tshuva, but yishtado the masas tshuva, I'm going to accomplish tahara. I'm going to accomplish something, right? That's already, there's a mila to that. I think that makes a little bit of sense within the Rambam. Sefer Yonah, again, has this idea, the idea of partial tshuva. And it's interesting that one of the Gemara in Tainus says that we have like a whole list of Misha Anas. It's like the source of the Avinu Malkeinus that we say. So Misha Ana, like blah, 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 HaKadosh Baruch Hu should answer us also. So one of them is that Misha Ana, the people in Nineveh, no? One second, but the tshuva of like Nineveh is not a complete tshuva, so what's going on? So there are some who have an argument that maybe the pshat is that tshuva by goyim can never be complete. Right? It's clear in Sefer Yaina that there's tshuva by goyim. The Mabit in the Sefer Beis Elokim writes that tshuva by goyim is not complete tshuva. Like also, there's a din of tshuva that erases what you did in the past. By goyim, the din of tshuva is just that the Rabbanu Shlomo believes that what you're going to do in the future is going to be okay. And the yud gimel midos harachamim, the way they appear in Sefer Yonah, are deficient. No, I think there's only seven in Sefer Yonah. You don't have all 13. And Sefer Yonah is not complete tshuva. Because if you look at Sefer Nachum, The beginning of Sefer Nachum is Masa Devar Hashem El Ninveh, right? You're giving Musar to Ninveh. And Nachum, I think we know historically, is after Yonah, right? And so what's going on? Teretz is that the Tshuva of Yonah is not, the Tshuva of Ninveh is not complete Tshuva, etc. These, I think, are some of the points I wanted to make about Toivo Mesheretz B'yodo. Let's go on. Perek Beis Halacha Gimel. Sarech lifrot es hachit, shenemar ana chato ha'amazeh hata gedola, v'yasu lahem Elohei Zohov. The Pasuk says that people sinned and they made an Avodah Zarah. The fact that the Navi says that they made an Avodah Zarah, that means that you have to be mefaret the chait, etc. That's what the Pasuk says. And that's how the Rambam passes. You have to be mefarik the chait. Be'etzam this is machlokes in Meseches Yoma Peivov, the Kesef Mishnah, the Lechem Mishnah. Everyone points out that Reb Yehuda ben Bava holds Tzarech mefarik the chait. Reb Akiva disagrees. Reb Akiva says, Ashrei nesoi pesha kisui chata'a. Right? Reb Akiva says that you're not supposed to be mefarik the chait. You're supposed to, so to speak, hide it. Ashrei nesoi pesha. Aye, what does Rebbe Akiva do with that pasuk? So Rebbe Akiva says that what the pasuk means is it's like a tainus to Rebbe Nishlam. Eibishter, how can you punish people? How can you punish Klaisa for making an ego? You gave him so much gold. Nayasa ben v'lo yecheta. Right? It's like, you, Rabbi Hashem, you're responsible for it. Because you gave them Kesem Zav Sher Beis Alahem Ad Lidai that Garam Lahem Shiyasu Elohi Zahav. That's all from the Gemara. This is Machlokes HaTanoim. Do I paskin that Tzarech Lafare Tachet or do I paskin in Tzarech Lafare Tachet? The Shulchan Aruch follows the tour that we paskin ein sarech lefarei tesachet. But the Rambam paskins sarech lefarei tesachet. There's a big machlokes. Do you have to spell it out? Some of the poskim say that the text we have of the al-chets count as being mefarei lechet. Others take the opposite approach. They say that the issue of being mefarik lechet or not being mefarik lechet means that if you're going to say what you did wrong, people will look askance at you. The Gemara in Sota writes that the reason why they're metakein tefillah belachash is not to embarrass the person, right? If I'm going to daven out loud, so then you're going to hear what I did wrong. When you're in the Purim spiel in Yeshiva, we did a Purim spiel about the nosy Kohen. The Kohen is like, ha ha ha, what's your avera that you're bringing this carbon from? Ha 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 ha. Oh wow, Shifcha Charufa, that's a good one. Like, you can see like the, you know, Kohen really getting into it. We assume that we don't do that. The Gemara in Menachos writes that the makom of the carbon ulva is the same makom for the carbon chatas, so that people don't know that you're a Baal Aveira. The opinion not to be Mefarik Lechet is because people should not know that you're a Baal Aveira. It's embarrassing. So it could be that we're all saying the same Nusach of Al Chet, Al Chet, Al Chet, so that doesn't count as being Mefarik Lechet. So it's really, I don't know exactly how to skin this Machlokas, but some of the Rishonim say that when I say the Al Chet, Al Chet, Al Chet, we're trying to be Mekayim the Rambam. Others say, no, that's not called Mefarik Lechet, because everyone is saying the same thing. Beis Yosef calls on the Kobol, the Tafka, the Baal Tefila, should not be Mefarik Lechet, and therefore the Nusach is Chatos Yavisi Pashaiti, that's it. But, right, everyone else should be Mefarik Lechet because you're doing it silently. It's not exactly clear how we deal with this issue. It's worth noting that there's a Yerushalmi. The Mekorsa Tziyun, by the way, and the Franco Rambams are very good. But you just have to look up the stuff. Right, around
Very
some
obscure
obscure
Makoros
Mekoros, like, I'm like, wow, saying the same as the Rambam. I'm like, who looks an acreage? I could go on, come on. But like, so the Makoros Tziyunim over here quotes that the Yerushalmi Nedarim Pekei So Yerushalmi over there makes a tzushtel, makes a connection between whether it's Tzarech Lefaret Es HaNeder and Tzarech Lefaret Es HaChet. Right? When I matir a neder, so do I have to tell the Beis Din what the neder is? Erev Rosh Hashanah. So we did Hataras Nedarim. Right? One of the expressions of Hataras Nedarim is Ach Shemitzara Din Hamevakesh Hatar Tzarech Lefrot HaNeder Ach De'una Rabosai Ki Rabim Hei Mi Yashal Lefortam Al King Yu No Be'inechem Kilu Hayisi Portam. That means that we're saying by Nedarim Tzarech Lefaret. No? By Hilchas Tshuva Shulchan Aruch and getting Hilchas Yom HaKippur Tzim and Tafresh Vav or Zayin, I forget which one. It says that in Tzarech Lefaret HaChet, according to the Yerushalmi, these two issues are mamish, talay zeh bezeh. So Rabbi Simon, in his recently published Imre Baruch on Yom HaKippur, Rabbi Simon in Simin Gimel, points out that the din of Tzarech Lefaret Es HaNeder, according to the Talmud Bavli, is totally unrelated to Tzarech Lefaret Es HaChet. Tzarech Lefaret Es HaNeder, the Bavli says, is because there's certain nedarim that a bezin can't be matir. But if a person takes a neder for a dvar mitzvah, so bezin can't be matir in that neder. So Tzarech Lefaret Es HaNeder is not in order to embarrass you more, right? The cheshbon of Rebbe Akiva, the cheshbon of Rebbe Yehuda ben Beseira, that Tzarech Lefaret is probably that the vidoy in Yom HaKippurim involves busha. Shuva Yisrael is osios busha. Right? The Rambam's lashon is nichamti uboshti. So to be mefaret the chait involves an element of busha, and that adds to it. That adds to the kapara. And to be mefaret the neder is also, you're going from the bezin, there should be a certain amount of embarrassment. Gemara, beginning of Chulin, right? Darshins from the Pasuk in Kohelas, Machlokes Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, Tov Asher Lo Tidar, right? Tov Mizeh Mizeh, Eino Noder, Kolikar, right? You shouldn't make Nedarim at all. And it's embarrassing that you have to make a Neder, and it's more embarrassing if you say what the Neder is. So, one could argue it's the same cheshbon. That's what Yerushalmi is saying, that neder is the same as Tzarech Lefaret HaChet by Vidui. Rabbi Simon in that Shuvah Rasha said, no, they're different things. According to the Talmud Bavli, neder is because there's certain nedarim that can't be matir. And the Nafka Mina might be, there's a Shuvah HaRashba that writes in Hilchos Nedarim, that when you say you have to be mefaret the neder, you don't tell me a fart in the nether, it's an entire bezdin. You could tell one member of the bezdin what the nether was, and that member of the bezdin will paskin whether this nether has hatara or doesn't have hatara. Right? If you hold that, like the Rishalmi, that it's an element of the zayin, etc., so there has to be that you do it to everyone, that all three members of the bezdin hear it, etc. It's interesting to note that Shulchan Aruch splits between being mefaret the neder, which we paskin you have to, like it says in the Nusach of Hataras Nedarim, and being mefaret the chait that we paskin you don't have to. Right, that means we paskin like the Bav and not like Yerushalmi. If that's the case, so I have a kasha on the Rav Sefer Al HaTshuva. No, we spoke about this. There's an essay in the Alat Shuvah, I think on page 70 or something, or page 101. The Rav speaks about how the din of Nedarim is very similar to the din of Tshuva. By a neder, there are two ways of getting out of the neder. There's Pesach and Charata. Charata means I feel bad, right? Icharat nabahon meikara. Right? That's what we say in Kol Nidre. I feel bad I ever made it. Pesach is a bit of information. Had I known, I wouldn't have made the neder. So there's really two elements of two ways of doing Hetzer Nedarim. And there's also two elements of tshuva. There's tshuva ke'ilu that I uproot, I feel bad that ever happened. Then there's tshuva in the sense of a Pesach, which is moving forward. I'm not going to do it in the future. Right? Two different elements of tshuva, the Pesach and the Charata. That's the way the Rav explained it. What we said before is that by Goyim, maybe you only have the tshuva lahava, there's no tshuva l'sha'avar. Again, this is on the Sefer Al HaTshuva. The dimyonos, however, between tshuva and nedarim are definitely true according to the Yerushalmi, but according to the Bavli, nishtasai pashat. And if I pass in like the Bavli, again, this is already Schwartz speaking, but I think it's a little bit of a kasha on Rav Soloveitchik that the Rav made all these dimyonos between nedarim and what's it called? And tshuva, and the way we pass in, there might not be a dimyan. Again, one could argue that fundamentally the ideas are the same, but for technical reasons they're different. But you get an impression that we don't really hold like that Yerushalmi.
I thought the rabbi was just giving you a mashal from the Darim. It wasn't like a full equation.
Hey, but again, it could be. It could be the rabbi's just giving you a mashal, but the. I thought, and maybe again, this is my extension, and maybe this is causing me problems. I thought the reason why we have such an emphasis on the Nedarim going into the Yemei Hadin is dafka because the Nedarim are the template for doing tshuva. And it's not just a mashal, I thought it's like much more substantive. That's what I thought. Again, I might be totally off base. Now, I should note, by the way, that the Rambam passes like Rabbi Huda ben Beseira, that Tzarech Mafarei Tachet, even though the Bar Plukta is Rabbi Akiva, and Halach Rabbi Akiva Mechaveiro, not Mechaveirov. So everyone asks this kasha on the Rambam. Now, Avodas HaMalach has like a very creative answer. He tries to show that Rabbi Huda ben Beseira is one of the Rebbeim of Rabbi Akiva. We only pass like Rabbi Akiva Mechaveiro, not against his Rebbe. That's like very creative. The Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef, has a mahalach that Rebbe Akiva is not really arguing with Rebbe Yehuda ben Beseira. Rebbe Akiva's lashon is Ashrei, right? Nisui pesha kisui chata'a, meaning you're yotze, right? If you are mefarit, but Ashrei if you're not. So because the machlokes isn't a machlokes X or Y, it's a machlokes about Vos is besser, so then we could suggest that it's not subject to the regular rules of hachra'ah, like halacha Rebbe Akiva mechaveiro, not mechaveirov. The Kesef Mishnah has a different suggestion. He says the fact that the halacha is that averus shehisvada lehem last year, you have to be misvada on this year. That sounds like you have to be mefarit b'chet. If you don't have to be mefarit b'chet, so last year I said Hashamnu, this year I say Hashamnu. Right? All the same thing. The idea of averus shehisvada lehem last year, have to be mesvada this year, sounds like tzarech mefarit b'chet. That's a nice diuk that the Kesef Mishnah has. However, the Lechem Mishnah rejects this. The Lechem Mishnah says that we're going to read the Rambam two halachas from now. The Rambam is going to say there's a difference between Averis bin Adam l'chaver and Averis bin Adam l'makom. Averis bin Adam l'makom, we say Ashrei nisui pesha kisui chata'a. But Averis bin Adam l'chaveru, you're supposed to be megala, supposed to reveal them. Actually, it's like a funny din. I would have thought fakert. And we'll talk about this when we do halacha hey. But the Kesef Mishnah, the Lechem Mishnah's deflection of the Kesef Mishnah's Raya is that maybe when the Rambam says Averis that I was misvada on last year, I haven't misvada on this year, something about Averis being Adam Lachavera, where everyone holds that you have to be Mefarit. That's the way the Lacha Mishnah tries to deflect it. Again, I think it's nice, but we'll have to learn those dinim. We have to learn those dinim later on with greater precision. Okay, that's Perek Dal. That's Perek Beis Halacha Gimel. Perek Beis Halacha Dalet is based on the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. When Rosh Hashanah says that there's arba dvarim mekarin gzardino shel adam tzedaka tzaaka shinei Hashem shinei maisa yesh omrim even shinei makom. The things that rip up the gzardin are tzedaka tzaaka. For some reason, the Rambam reverses the order. The Rambam writes midarkei hatshuva lios hashav tzoek tamin lufnei Hashem. He has tzaaka before tzedaka. And then the Rambam speaks about Mishana Shmo. That's in the Gemara. And then the Rambam talks about Mishana Maisav, Kulan Latoiva, Shinui Maisav, and Mishana Makom, Golos is Mechaper. All the dinim here in Perek Beis, Halacha Daled, are straight from that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Tzedaka, Tzedaka, Shinui Hashem, Shinui Maisav. These are the things that lead to Tshuva. A few points that are worth noting. When the Rambam says, Midarkei HaTeshuva, does that mean you have to do all of these as part of Teshuva? Or not? And the Rambam, in beginning of Perek Beis, lists what the components of Teshuva are. There's Harata, Aziva Sechet, Kabbalah Asit. It doesn't say Tzedaka, Tzedaka, etc. Right? The Rabbi Yona, Shar Aleph, has 18 Tzrachim of Tshuva. Some try to shtup all 18 into this realm of Halacha Dalet. The impression you get from this Rambam is that Darkei HaTeshuva are ways to get to Charata, etc. The ways to get to the things which are Ma'akev in the Tshuva, and therefore these things are Taka, not Ma'akev. They're hechatimtzes to get to Tshuva. Tzedaka and Tzedaka are ways of getting Tshuva. Alternatively, the Lechem Mishnah over here has a suggestion that, I'm not exactly sure how he parses the Rambams, but he wants to say that when the Rambam says Ezehu Tshuva Gemura, he is referring to all of Perek Beis through Halacha Dalet, which means to do Tshuva Gemura, you need all of these things. In addition to Charata, Ziva Sachet, etc., you also need Tzedaka and Tzedaka, Shini Hashem and Shini Maisa. Right? That's the way the Lechem Mishnah takes it. He's not saying that one alone is sufficient. The idea that one alone would be sufficient, L'cha'ora, makes sense if it's like a hechatimtza to get there. When the Rambam says you should be tzoeich tamid l'fnei Hashem b'vchiyu tachanunim, tzaaka, right? That's the lashon the Gemara. Tzaaka, tzedaka. So the Rambam adds you are tzoeich tamid l'fnei Hashem. You're always doing that. The Rambam also adds it's l'fnei Hashem. We pointed out that the Rambam says that Vidui is Lufnei Hashem, Tfilah is Lufnei Hashem. This din of Tzaaka is apparently another element of Tfilah. There's a type of Tfilah which is Tfilah for Tshuva. Rabbi Yona has this. Shar Aleph os Mem Aleph. Rabbi Yona writes that one of the Darkei HaTshuva is Tfilah. This might be the reason why Aseres Yemei Tshuva were Mekayim Al Yedei Davening. We daven again and again, and it's a little bit funny. We should be doing Tshuva. Why don't we do Chesed? Right? The answer might be that Rabbeinu Yona, which the Rambam seems to be getting at over here, that Tzaaka is one of the things that does tshuva, that we, and the Rambam though says it's sayek tamid, meaning it's not just tzaka. The Rambam is adding that it's a constant. The Gemara says tztaka. The Rambam adds osa tztaka kifi kocha. But in Reb Yitzchak Saratskin, he's now the Rosh Hashiva of Tells Lakewood. Reb Yitzchak Saratskin is a sefer gevuras Yitzchak and Hilchos Tshuva. So he points out that although the Gemara in Ksuvos writes Hamavazbeis Al Yavazbeis Yosem Echomesh, but for the element of tztaka with respect to tshuva, you have to do tztaka osa tztaka kefi kocha. That could be even more than a chomesh, right? That could be much more. Again, there's a shita makubetz saying ksubas. Rav Shach likes to quote that chomesh is like for an average person, but if you're super wealthy, you can give more than a chomesh. I think the Gates Foundation is supposed to be liquidated when Bill Gates dies. No, to give away, or well, he and Melinda divorced. Apparently she got a good settlement, but the idea of the Gates Foundation is that all the money will be gone. So that's a discussion that Achrayim, am I allowed to do that? Am I allowed to give away all my money and not have my kids get anything? Am I allowed, if I'm super wealthy, to give away more than the Chomesh? Is Warren Buffett, I think, allowed to give more than the Chomesh of his Nechasim? The Shita Mekubetza says that's okay, although I don't know if others who agree with the Shita. It could be that the Rambam over here, when he says, Osa tztaka kefi kocho, is saying you give more than the Chomesh. And Yitzchak Saratskin says, I'm giving more than the Chomesh because it's not just the regular mitzvah tztaka. This is tztaka b'chla p'kuach nefesh. Right now, right, Yom HaKippurim is hanging in the air. This is a p'kuach nefesh situation. For p'kuach nefesh, give up all your money. That's why he learns it. Not bad. Creative. I happen to have a different mahalach. The Lashon HaRambam is not nosing staka. Lashon HaRambam is oseh staka. Vos meintas oseh staka. What does it mean? So I think oseh staka means engage in acts of chesed. But chesed, which is tzedek. Let me explain. The word tztaka is usually translated as charity. That is a Greek translation, right? It comes from caritas, which is charity, whatever. Tztaka in the Hebrew means tzedek. It means it is the appropriate distribution of funds. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want money to all be in my pocket. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants the money to be distributed. Tzedek. Tzedek. Right? That's the idea. So also tztaka kefi kocho might mean chesed, but the type of chesed, which is chesed that emerges from a sense of justice, a sense that this is proper, etc. So let's go on in the Rambam. The Gemara says, tztaka, tza'aka, Shina Hashem, Shina Maisa, etc. Right? We point out the Rambam is adding on the Gemara. He says, Soek Tamet, Staka Kefi Kocho, Shinoi Shemo, the Rambam adds as part of Misrafik Harbe Min Hadavar Shechatabo, get very far away from it, Mishan Shemo, Kolomash Ani Acher, Ve'ini Oso Isha Oso Osan Hamasin. Right, the Rambam saying he adds the word harbe, right? Get far away. Nishine Hashem is to create a distance. Shine Hashem is to create a distance. Mishana Maisav. The Rambam writes Mishana Maisav Kulon Letova Oladar Kishara. Right, I think the Rambam is adding to each one of the things that's found in the Gemara. Right, only at staka, tzaka, etc. The Rambam says, Mishana Maisav Kulan. Right? The idea is, I think, that especially if the Lecha Mishnah is correct, that we're trying to arrive at Tshuva Gemura, so you have to be Mishana Maisav Kulan. Right? Not only those bad actions that I have, but I have to be mashana even the good actions to make them better. And I think that's what Rabba means by mashana the masav kulan. I think that's the shat in the Rambam. So again, this is Perek Beis Halacha Dalet, where the Rambam speaks about staka, tzaka, etc. And the Rambam notes also that the reason for the galus is shigoremes lo lehikanav leos anav v'shval ruach, that galus creates a sense of anava. The idea that the Rambam is saying that creates anava might be the pshat that gaiva is the source of the majority of chatan. I think all the Balaim also have this, that kas is an outgrowth of gaiva. Often gaiva can lead to chata'im in terms of I think I deserve it, I'll take stuff that's not mine. Gaiva can lead to chata'im of hurting people. Gaiva can lead to kol mine chata'im. The lashon of the lashon of the Rambam, that golos is an essential part of the tshuva to create lehikana v'leos anav v'shval ruach. I think that the Rambam is emphasizing all these things. The only midah that the Rambam picks up on is to destroy your gaiva to be an anav v'shval ruach. We began halacha hey. Ready? Halacha hey is as I shevach gadol l'shav sheyisrad v'rabim yodia pshat lahem u'megal avera shebeino l'bein chavera la'achirim. It's a shevach gadol. You get an impression this is not essential, but it's a good thing. It's a very good thing. It's a shevach gadol. And when I do an avera beinon l'chavero, I tell the person about it. Ve'omer lahem, omnam chatosi v'ploni, asisi l'kach v'kach, harini hayom shav v'nichem, v'chol ha-misga'e, same idea, ve'inu moldia, ela mechasib shav, in shuvasa gemura, shne mechasib shav lo yetzliach. Okay, so the Rambam writes that it's the preferred method of tshuva, the beinon l'chavero, is to tell the person that I did this and this wrong to you. The Bach quotes that bakashas mechila is what the Rambam is referring to. The Rambam doesn't use those words, bakashas mechila. The Rambam uses the term vidui, right? Vidui sounds like after I'm a bakash mechila, I should still publicize what I did. But the Bach takes this Rambam in the sense of bakashas mechila. And the Bach says, therefore, when I'm mevakesh mechila from somebody, because I hurt them, I have to say what it is that I did to hurt you. The Magen Avram says, my dear beloved Bach, and you're wrong. Bakashas mechila doesn't require pirut. Remember, the Rambam passes in the pirut achet. The Rambam passes that shevach gadol by averus being adam lachavero to be mefaret. The Bach is saying who hadim by bakashas mechila. The Magen Avraham says by bakashas mechila it's not true. I thought that this issue is a machlokas between the Chafetz Chaim and Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. The story goes, I'm not exactly sure the original source of this story. When the Chafetz Chaim published his sefer on Lashon Hara, and by the way, it's an earth-shattering sefer. Benny Brown points out in some of his articles that the Chafetz Chaim took an inyan that is like Musar and Frumkeit, etc., And the Chofetz Chaim made it into halacha. Right? He created halacha out of Lashon Hara. He wrote a Shulchan Aruch. That's a chiddush in the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim writes a sefer on Lashon Hara. You can't publish a sefer like this without haskam. The Chofetz Chaim has haskamas on the Mishnah Berurah, no? I remember one time when Rav Chaim Kreis with Sefer in Lavracha was the Rosh Hashiva Merkaz in Merkaz and Torah in Eretz Yisrael. He was the chief rabbi of Antwerp. He used to come to Lawrence for Shabbos once a year. And I went, would go with my father to eat Shalashuddas with Rav Kreisworth in the house. So I asked Rabbi Kreisworth about the Eruv in Varsha. What was the story with the Warsaw Eruv? The Warsaw was a massive city. There's like 3 million people in Warsaw. Rev Shlomo Dov Kahana's Raya about building Eruv in large cities is from the Warsaw Eruv. And in Rev Menachem Kasher's Divrei Menachem, he proves it from the Warsaw Eruv. They can build Eruv in large cities. So that's Rabbi Kreisworth, two questions. One, did Rabbi Menachem Zemba use the Warsaw Eruv? If there was a Jew who knew Eruvin in history, in recent history, it's Rabbi Menachem Zemba. The man knew every Yerushalmi in Eruvin. You read the Totsos Chayim on Hotzah. It's unbelievable. The man was like holding in every Yerushalmi in Hotzah. So he says that he said, first of all, Rabbi Menachem Zemba didn't live in actual Warsaw. He lived in a small community outside of Warsaw called Praga. Okay, so that's one point. But he says Rabbi Menachem Zemba used the Eruv. That's what Rabbi Kreisler said. I asked him whether Jews used the Eruv in Warsaw. He says everyone used the Eruv because Rabbi Zion Bilsker was was in charge of the Eruv. Rabbi Zion Bilsker wrote a sefer Shari Tzion. Rabbi Zion Bilsker was a great tzaddik. The person that the Chofetz Chaim got a haskama for in the Mishnah Brura is Rabbi Zion Bilsker. People don't know this guy, right? He wrote the Tshuva Shari Tzion. This was my raya that you should be making on Erevin, because the biggest machmer in Erevin was the Mishkanus Yankiv, no? The biggest mekel was Rabbi Zion Bilsker, the Shari Tzion. Ohev Hashem Shari Tzion, Mikol Mishkanus Yaakov. That's a preferish apostle, right? Ein lecha raya gedola mizu. But the Chofetz Chaim publishes a sefer on Lashon Hara, and the shmua is that he asked Rabbi Yisrael Salanter for a haskama. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter refused to give Chofetz Chaim a haskama on the Sefer Chofetz Chaim. And the Shmua is, that's because the Chofetz Chaim writes that if I speak Lashon Hara, I have to be Mevakish Mechila from you. I have to go over to you and say, Yanko, I spoke Lashon Hara. And Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, no, that's not correct. Because I'm going to go over to you and I say, Yanko, I spoke Lashon Hara, I'm going to hurt you. Especially you don't know the Lashon Hara that I said about you. But you just know that you lost your job. You don't know that the reason why you lost your job is because I told your boss that you are coming late every day, not because of some legitimate reason, but because you're sitting in Kailo. And that's why you're coming late every day. Not because, you know, people have legitimate reasons, whatever it is. So you don't know that's out to Lashon Hara. But Chofetz Chaim says, I have to be Mevakish Mechila and say it's out to Lashon Hara. So Salanter says, you can't do that. You're going to hurt the guy more. Right? Reuven doesn't know why he lost his job. I'm going to say, oh, I said Lashon Hara about you. He's going to mamish. He's going to want to slug me. No? So maybe Sir Salanter, according to tradition, didn't give a haskama on the Mishnah Brura for that reason. I thought that this is actually part of the machlokes between the Bach and the Magen Avraham, no? The Bach is saying that the Lashon of the Rambam is that by Averis being Odom L'Chaveiro, you have to be Mefaret. And the Bach says this applies to Bakashas Mechila also. You have to be mufarid. The Magen Avraham says it's not true. Right? Maybe the pshat is machlekes chofetz chayim and the mizrach salanter, meaning to say, Rabbi Warman's Achron Lavracha has a essay about this in the Sefer Orsi Me'arachman, but I'm saying it my way. Is Bakashas Mechila din of Vidui? Or is Bakashas Mechila only an opportunity to get Mechila? I have a raya that's a din of Vidui. The Gemara says that if someone dies, you should bring 10 people to the Kever and say, Chatasi Lashem Alayke Yisrael Ulaploni. Right? The guy's there. Right? Rabbi J.J. Schacht has a beautiful piece in the Torah Mada journal after he published some stuff about the Sri De'esh, right? And the Talmid in the Sri De'esh said not to publish it, that the Rebbe wouldn't have wanted it. He published the correspondence in the Sri De'esh and Samuel Atlas. So at the end of it, he writes, I went to the Sri De'esh's kever, 10 people, right? Mevakesh Mechila. Now, what exactly are you doing? Right? What exactly are you doing over here? You're mevakesh mechila, you're not going to get mechila. The guy is 6 feet under. The Torah says that bakashas mechila might be an element of a vidui. And that, I think, is the pshat in the bach. Right? The lashon of Chazal is that I'm mevakesh mechila from the guy. He's 6 feet under. The Torah says that bakashas mechila is not only a way of getting mechila. Bakashas mechila is also a din of vidui, which I think is the pshat and the bach. Okay, Chevra, you should have a great day and zay gevenst.